A new hydropower project set to go online in 2009 could wean Juno from expensive diesel fuel supplements and serve as a backup if the much larger Snettisham plant goes down again. KTOO's Weld Royal has the story.
Type in coordinates for Lake Dorothy into Google Earth, and mapping software takes you to a stunning high mountain lake 16 miles southeast of Juneau on the east shore of Taku Inlet. Alaska Electric Light and Power is building the two-phase Lake Dorothy project. The first part is scheduled to be finished next fall at a cost of about $64 million. It uses a mix of engineering brawn and Mother Nature. It actually begins in an 800-foot-long tunnel that's next to a powerful waterfall flowing from Lake Dorothy. Ben Roberts is a superintendent for the Red Path Group. It's building the tunnel.
And at the lake, we'll blast a hole into the lake bed. The back of the drift will fill up with water to this point, and then from here it will go into the pipe, come to the valve, and it'll be piped from here on out.
The pipe will carry Lake Dorothy water to the adjacent waterfall that drains into Lake Louie at a lower elevation. Water will spill out of Louie into Bart Lake, where a long pipe will carry it to a powerhouse. There, it will be converted to electricity and sent along a 3.5-mile transmission line that connects to the Snettisham distribution system. The water flow from Lake Dorothy will be managed by a giant faucet remotely controlled from AELMP's offices in Juneau. Already, the project has been delayed by unforeseen problems. Earlier this year, AELMP agreed to pay a federal fine of $125,000 after its contractors accidentally destroyed an eagle's nest near the site of the powerhouse. Last year, nesting eagles in the same area forced contractors to stop work temporarily, according to utility contractor Ed Johnson.
There are two other eagle nests a short distance from where we're at. There's one only about 300 feet in from that tree line. When we were doing our work here last year, a pair of eagles nested there that made it impossible for us to finish this work last spring.
Johnson says steep terrain also has made the project difficult. Lake Dorothy's construction challenges are part of the reason the project was chosen for a national television series called Tougher in Alaska. The Lake Dorothy segment will be featured in early August on the History Channel. This phase of the Lake Dorothy project will generate about 20% of Juneau's current hydropower capacity, according to Willis. It will never replace the much larger Snettisham, but if that plant were to go down again, having Lake Dorothy online would mean Juneau has to rely less on diesel than in the recent energy emergency. But Lake Dorothy may not satisfy Juneau's demand for inexpensive hydropower as long as originally thought. A utility's equivalent of predicting the future is called load forecasting. It's up to Willis to look 20 years in the future and figure out how much electricity Juneau will need. He believes if the price of heating oil continues to go up, residents will switch to less expensive electricity to heat their homes, and that will cause overall power usage to grow quickly.
I had not counted on the huge run-up in the cost of oil, which I think now is going to drive a lot more people to shift very quickly from oil heat to electric heat. And so when I do my load forecast next year, it may show a huge increase in demand.
Currently, the second phase of the Lake Dorothy project, designed to serve the Juneau market, is expected to begin construction in 2020. But if demand warrants, it could happen sooner. At Lake Dorothy, I'm Weld Royal.